Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Riot in the Storm Out. I am Paul Blair. Allegedly, I am a pastor around here, and this is Dan Fisher.
Long.
There's not much evidence that he's a pastor. However, we both
zero
are on the
evidence.
Marquee out here. Dan and I pastor Fairview Baptist Church. Of course, we lead the Liberty Pastors Network. It is always great to be with you, just so we can look at each other and recognize how insane the world is going on around us and try to do something to stop it.
Yeah.
Dan, you mentioned something to me a little while ago. Now, from what I understood, from a biblical worldview, God created a man and said, it's not good that man should be alone. And God gave him a perfect complement or completer, that being the woman, brought them together and said, you are to fill the earth, raise children. And then he commissioned the families to be over the education of their children, raising them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Well, you just mentioned to me some new thing that's now being promoted, I'm sure had roots in the United Nations. But tell us about the greatest new advent of modern education.
Yeah, well, let's set the stage. You know, we were fighting Common Core a few years ago.
Yep.
I kind of helped to lead the fight against Common Core in the legislature when I was there a few years ago here in Oklahoma. These people never rest, and so they keep rolling out these new programs to reprogram the way we think.
Right.
So we've been talking recently about ESG scores. All right. Well, we have SEL, which stands for Social and Emotional Learning. That is the new program that's being rolled out by the leftists to reprogram kids as early as kindergarten.
I had a lot of emotion in my learning. Usually it was from getting the test paper with all the red written all over it.
Yeah, a lot of zeros
and
F minuses.
The teacher was telling me to go stand in the hallway and wait for her to come out with the Board of Education. So
exactly.
Is this along those same lines?
It's the exact opposite of that.
Oh, well, tell us. What is it?
Yeah, so let me read for you the definition of what SEL is, and then we can spin off of that.
Okay,
so social and emotional learning, SEL, is an integral part of education and human development. Now, whenever you come across the phrase human development, you know that it's a bad deal, okay? SEL is the process through which all young people and adults acquire and apply the knowledge, skills, and attitudes to develop healthy identities. Wonder what kind of identity they're going to be talking about. Manage emotions and achieve personal and collective, not individual, collective goals, feel and show empathy for others, establish and maintain supportive relationships, and make responsible and caring decisions. Now, let me read just a little bit more here. SEL advances educational equity. Anytime you hear the word equity.
Run.
And excellence through authentic, what is unauthentic, school, family, community partnerships. So I guess the historic traditional ones are unauthentic. To establish learning environments and experiences that feature trusting and collaborative relationships. Listen to all this nonsense. SEL can help address various forms of inequity and empower young people and adults to co-create thriving schools. That's SEL.
I am still waiting to hear you mention the word reading. Writing
arithmetic,
science, history.
Paul, you are so old-fashioned, man. Get
with it. I am
such
a bigot.
We don't need that stuff.
Yeah,
look, you've got a phone that'll add for you. It's got a calculator, so you don't need to know how to do that. And as far as reading, audiobooks, man, have you not had people read to you before?
Maybe they can just implant some sort of chip in me that will do that. I can just do an automatic Google search and I won't have to learn anything.
Yours would probably short circuit, but anyway.
Mine's short circuiting just thinking about this.
I understand. This is just one of the newer, of course, it's not really new. They've been at this for a long time. This is just one of the newer emphases in school to do everything possible to undermine traditional values. Kids don't need to know how to read. They don't need to know how to write and read cursive writing. So we now have a generation, they can't read cursive writing.
And, which means they can't read the Declaration of Independence.
That's exactly right. Not the original, or they can't read letters that John Adams wrote to Abigail, his wife. Can't do any of that. You don't need that. Computers will take care of that. So what this really is some more social engineering. But we feel like the parents and church folks and pastors especially need to know about this.
Yeah.
And they need to be able to address this. You know, a lot of guys, I fear, think, well, you know, I can't talk about ESG scores from the pulpit because how do I make a biblical application? Sure, it's real easy.
Yeah.
It's real easy. Okay, so I can't talk about SEL or Common Core because that's all political. No, it has to do with the core understanding. So notice they're talking about identity.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the sheet in front of me here. They have this, so they can see it, they have this round chart.
Oh, colors.
Yeah, it's colors. Yeah, it's so it's kind of a pie chart.
Yeah.
And in it, they list the five areas of emphasis of SEL. So here they are. Self-awareness. Now, what do you think they mean when they talk about self-awareness, Paul?
I have a feeling it's going to have something to do with gender and LGBT something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so they're saying that we ought to be doing this from kindergarten up.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that they're saying any kid 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old, like a good friend of ours just said a while ago, still eating glue can know what gender they're supposed to be.
Not old enough to get a tattoo without their parents' permission,
they can
go have their testicles removed.
They can't take an aspirin.
Yeah, right.
They can get an abortion, though.
Right.
They don't need parental permission for that. So what these people are saying is that at the earliest age, which, by the way, is a biblical principle,
mm-hmm.
at the earliest
mm-hmm.
age, reprogram these kids.
Yeah.
So self-awareness is one of the areas. Self-management, social awareness. Now, what do you think they mean by social justice and social awareness?
Communism. And LGBT and lack of liberty.
Black Lives Matter.
CRT,
critical
mm-hmm.
race theory.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of stuff. See, these things, and you read through the rest of them.
Relationship. It's all about the collective.
That's right. You read about so another area, relationship skills and responsible decision making. Well, nobody's against any of those. If they're based in our traditions and Judeo-Christian understanding of these terms.
So wait a second. Responsible decision-making means mom, dad, if your child is five and thinks that she's really a boy, then you should allow her to take hormone blockers.
Exactly.
That's responsible decision-making by a parent.
Yeah. Or if he's a boy and he believes he's a girl, you can have corrective surgery that can never be reversed
mm-hmm.
when they're six or seven. And here's the deal. If the parents are so uncaring and so socially unaware, we might need to take those children away from them.
It'd be a bad household. Sure.
Well, exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And we all keep saying, oh, well, that will never happen. Well,
it is.
About social justice?
It's all happening. Yeah.
I mean, what about a reporter standing in front of a burning car saying these riots
are mostly peaceful?
Peaceful. Yeah. You got burning buildings and stuff, and you got people injured laying all over the ground. Well, these are pretty peaceful.
Don't believe the obvious. Don't believe what you see. Listen to what we're telling you.
Yeah. And so this whole thing has just recently come to my mind. I was not aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't surprise me at all. But listen to this. Now, a teacher's college study.
Oh.
We got
one of those in our community here. Yeah.
No, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you got teachers' college. By the way, teachers' colleges used to do what their name
what they're supposed
implies.
To do. Yeah.
Teach teachers how to teach. But now they're nothing more than an operative arm of the teachers' union, which is just about promoting a leftist agenda.
Yep.
And I would say to any Christian teachers who hear us or pastors ought to tell their teachers, I know you're fighting a battle, but, you know, sometimes you just got to say, hey,
mm-hmm.
this one has been lost. I'm going to go teach in a Christian school.
Yeah.
And to parents, get your kids out of public schools. These government schools are ruining these kids.
We cannot abandon the truth. We cannot compromise.
No.
So if you're in a church that will stand on the truth, either get a hold of your pastor or go to another church. We've got to teach biblical worldview.
That's
we need
exactly
to teach
right.
that God created two genders, male and female,
right.
and it's pretty obvious. Check the equipment. You know what you are.
Yep.
The purpose of education is training up our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We have always had in America a classical, liberal arts education.
Yeah, sure.
Reading, writing. Everybody has the opportunity to succeed. Everybody can educate themselves and has an opportunity to create a better mousetrap or whatever they want to do if they work harder.
Yeah. Well, if you read the framers, the reason they wanted education is so people could read the scriptures.
Right.
Yeah, because in the Dark Ages, one of the reasons they were dark is because people couldn't read the Bible. And, of course, then the Bible was in a dead language of Latin, and they kept it from them. So if you can dumb down the culture, we can tell them anything, and they're going to believe it. And so the whole idea of turning education into social engineering – is the obvious. Make them think the opposite of what God says. But secondly, don't teach them so they can read for themselves. Mm-hmm. So listen to what this teacher college study shows. It says, on average, for every dollar invested in SEL, there's a return of $11.
Now, how in the world they know come up with that?
Exactly.
The same climate change models, no doubt.
Of course. Every time that I had something shoved at me in the legislature, yep. a new mm-hmm. program, mm-hmm. they would always say, oh, for every dollar we invest, mm-hmm. it returns this many dollars to Oklahoma. So one of the things we were doing, and we fought it and we lost, but we were giving taxpayer dollars to subsidize Hollywood. To make movies in Oklahoma. Yeah. Now, out of all the people that need no subsidization, it's a stinking Hollywood. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed, but they all ride around in private jets and all mm-hmm. this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But here's the line. Well, for every dollar that you guys invest in this, it brings $3 back to Oklahoma. Well, how did they know that?
It's amazing how you can just spend your way into prosperity.
Exactly.
That's a great principle.
And here's the deal. Even if it did, that's not the government's job.
Right.
That's called private enterprise.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So here's this teacher's college saying, well, it's one for 11 every dollar. How will they know? We haven't even been doing this long enough to know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the government does not create jobs. We know that.
No, they take jobs away.
Exactly. And government inhibits job creation with regulations and high taxes.
Yep.
If you want to see prosperity, then have few regulations and low taxes, and you will see the free market go to work and will explode.
Sure. Of course.
So government stay out of the way rather than get in the way. And parents and Christians, we have to recognize there's a direct assault on truth.
Yeah.
What is right is now wrong. What is wrong is now right.
Yep.
Well, we've got to draw the line. We cannot live a life of lies. We have to, with our own homes, our own churches, our own children, our own communities, we've got to stand on absolute truth. So make sure your pastor is. And you mentioned private school or homeschooling.
Homeschool, private school, because you know, people say, well, I can't afford private.
No.
Okay, homeschool.
Homeschool.
Say, well, I can't do it all the time. Well, there's homeschool co-ops.
That's right.
Where other parents join
right.
in and help. Let me tell you what's going to happen.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I grew up in a really strong little Free Will Baptist church in Van Buren, Arkansas. And my pastor at that time, he's since gone to be with the Lord, was Brother Gilbert. Wonderful, godly man, okay? And I chewed up most of my early Bible understanding from his preaching.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal about him. Wonderful man. He was against abortion, I can tell you that. But in all the years, while there had to be a debate going on right before Roe v. Wade in 1973,
right.
I'm born in 1959. So by the time Roe v. Wade comes along, I'm 14.
Okay.
I've tried to think, how many sermons did I hear about the evils of abortion?
Mm-hmm.
Paul, maybe I heard one, but I don't remember any. So here's the deal. We don't preach these truths. Therefore, we don't hold the line. This stuff comes into reality.
Yeah.
Someday, a future generation of adults are going to look back at us pastors and say, where were you when they were encouraging us to change our gender when we were 7 years old and could barely find the bathroom, much less understand all this stuff? Yeah, right. I understand, yeah.
And the reality is God didn't raise up school teachers to engage the battle.
He
didn't raise up politicians to raise the battle. He is all from beginning with Enoch. Through all the generations, God has always raised up the men of God, the old-fashioned prophets that stand up for truth.
And the fathers, the dads.
Absolutely. The fathers are supposed to be the priests of their own homes.
Yeah.
We need strong families. We need strong churches.
Yeah, but Paul, we don't, because we've emasculated the church.
No, that's right.
The church has kind of become feminine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even these guys that preach tight jeans, girls' jeans.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay? They're up there wearing women's jeans. They're running around with these shirts all cuffed and, you know, tails out and all this kind of stuff. So why should we be surprised if the church is not masculine and has become a wimp?
Yeah.
Well, because its pastors are.
No, you're right.
So these kids are going to come back to us someday and they're going to say, why were you preaching on this?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say to the pastors, or church members insist that your pastor deal with this kind of stuff. And you can do this biblically. You don't have to preach politics.
Well, that's it. Teach biblical sexuality. Your kids
exactly.
are going to hit.
Because this is an assault on the Bible here.
Your children are going to hit puberty one of these days. They're going to have questions.
Right.
They're either going to have those questions answered from their mom and dad or from the church in a biblical perspective, or they're going to learn it at school or online.
Yeah.
Learn about justice versus social justice.
Exactly.
There's no such thing as social justice.
No,
there's just
justice.
Biblical justice.
Yeah.
And we've got to learn what truth is, and we've got to stand for truth. And
we've got to watch for these buzzwords when we talk about
equity.
Human development,
human
equity, inequity, sustainability,
what is the
investment
Bible,
risk.
As a Christian, what is our responsibility to the environment? I mean, we're supposed to be good stewards, but this man-made climate change is nothing but Marxism under a different cover.
But I'm telling you, Christians are duped, Paul, around the country. Most pastors
don't
deal with this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't deal with it. And I'm sure we've run over time because I noticed you didn't start the timer, so I have no idea how long we've been going.
Well, I know we've gone less than 15 minutes. So
how do you know that?
Because I looked at the clock on my iPad here, so I know I know that we started actually now it's at 15 minutes.
Now, is that ministerial speaking?
No, it's actually accurate, factual timing. So it's time to pull the plug, pull the parachute.
But you know, here's the deal. I would encourage pastors to look this up. Don't take our word for it. ESG, the same way. Mm-hmm. Don't take our word for it. By the way, just heard, what was yesterday or Friday, this stuff just runs together on me, that now a lot of these big corporations are really starting to enforce ESG. Mm-hmm. The state of Kansas, the governor, just vetoed two bills. One of them was this allowing minors to get sex changes, and I forget what the other one was. Oh, parental authority in education, having parents involved. But the governor vetoed them, and you know what the governor said was the reason? So that we can keep our investment risk low in Kansas and keep our reputational risk low. What is that? Who's talking about that?
It means we want to look appealing to the East and West Coasts. We're in the flyover states for one thing.
So we can get loans.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That's
right. See, because the big banks like BlackRock and it will eventually be
Vanguard,
Citigroup and
BlackRock, absolutely.
All that. See, they say you're a reputational risk. And so Kansas is vetoing what the citizens want. The governor's vetoing it. Saying we want to be a really good investment state. This is coming, I'm telling you, Paul, this ESG stuff, this SEL, the digital currency, all these things we're talking about, this is coming on our people. And if our pastors do not warn those people when it happens, they're gonna have to face the music because these people are going to want to know, why haven't you been dealing with this?
We're supposed to be the watchman on the wall. We can't control the outcome, but we're supposed to sound the alarm.
But what does God say he's going to do to that watchman that didn't sound the alarm? So I'm going to hold you responsible for every
blood
drop of blood
their hands.
That is spilled.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
but now right. What happens if you sound the alarm and nobody listens? What does God say?
Blood's on their hands.
That's exactly right.
Right.
So, man, we've got to deal with this, and that's why I think things like this are so important.
And quite frankly, the culture is a reflection on the job that the pastor's
doing. Of course it is.
We've got a church on every corner in America. People always say, what about New Guinea? What about that tribesman that never had a chance to hear the gospel? I'm more amazed at America. We've got a church on every corner. We got Bibles by the billion, yet we are as pagan and ungodly as any people in the world.
Biblical doofuses.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't have the slightest
idea. I think we're out of time.
I think we are.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. And we look forward to being with you next time for
Riding the Storm Out.
Until then, God bless you.